Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes.
What's the vibes? What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It is Thursday, the 18th of December. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and yeah, we're just
checking right in.
That's what we do. Our hands are tied.
In. Yeah, it's so important to check in. You guys, we are officially 1 week away from Christmas. Can you believe it?
That's right. It's, yeah, Thursday, a week from today.
We're so excited. All right. Who's here checking in for their vibes? Let's go to the text line. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do so anytime. 585-252-9800. Hey, guys. It's Candy Andy. Vibes are okay today.
Hold on a second. I got it. Come on now.
What? Hey, guys. It's Candy Andy. Vibes are okay today. Almost the weekend. Hope you have an amazing day.
How's those salt mines, bro?
Just keep trekking away.
I love that, dude.
Yes. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodus checking in. My vibes are great. I'm finally getting to the gym. Life's totally liffin'. Moose, I'm with you on the end of the year nonstop appointments. Have a great day, guys. Yeah.
You too.
I forgot I have a doctor's appointment today.
Do you really?
I do.
What time?
11:30.
Oh, my.
We have a lot to do.
Jeez.
Just start the engines now. Good morning. It's Jolie.
Hi, what's up, Jolly? Pop off. What's the vibes? Is
no,
it Jolie or Joe?
It's Joelle.
Oh, yeah.
I keep saying it. Me just staring at it. It's still Joelle.
Okay.
Joelle from Sodus. Wow. We have the Sodus neighbors checking in. The party was a hit. My daughter had so much fun, so many gifts. I don't know what to get for Christmas, but we're feeling super blessed and grateful. Today is my Friday, and I'm getting ready for a good day. Have an amazing one, Moose and Breezy.
You
I'm
too.
I'm so glad your daughter's birthday went off without a hitch.
You know, because those can go in either direction.
Truly.
You know what I mean? But yours, probably because you planned it.
Exactly.
That's why it was so successful.
Hey, guys. It's Nick. Well, everyone's here. Hey, guys. It's Nick from Penfield. Doing good today. Vacation starts tomorrow. We're almost there. We really are almost there. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are.
Pop off.
Having dinner tonight with my brother, my best friend. I think our boss is going to come through.
Oh, my God.
We do like this holiday dinner every year. It's a tradition, Breezy.
Save it for the 840.
Okay. No, but you know, my vibes are up because I think I'm officially in the clear for all of my appointments.
I'm just starting all of them today.
Yeah, I feel like we're in the stretch here. We're in the home stretch. Yeah, and so I'm just feeling a lot better. I'm feeling less anxious. I've calmed down a little bit. I slept pretty good last night. But a bottle of wine will do that.
No, fully.
What's
he's like, we love cab as a nightcap. My vibes are good. Went to the Christmas Carol last night.
Oh, how was it?
Oh, it was great. Oh, Jeeva is just absolutely stunning, amazing, iconic.
Oh, they're the best.
The renovations they've done to that place and the facelift that they've given is just
100.
Second to none.
But how was the show itself?
Honestly, something like I've never seen before.
Sure.
Good times had by all, and go see A Christmas Carol if you can. I also love the theater there too. Like the seating structure that they have is just 10 out of 10 would recommend. It's very cozy. It's very intimate.
It's very intimate. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you guys so much for the good vibes this morning. Where's Nico and Steve?
They literally like don't listen to us anymore.
We give you one gift card and you peace out.
Wait, what if they were the ones that donated it to Goodwill? They don't listen anymore. They had a medium.
Somebody took our PXY Mornings crew neck with Moose and Breezy, and someone took a picture and sent it to us yesterday. It ended up on a rack at a Goodwill for like $4. Tell me I'm not pissed.
I literally yesterday, during this time, actually, I was like, Moose, I have some devastating news. He's like, we're getting canceled. I'm like, well, kind of.
Coming up on the show, it seems to be a disturbing trend. A substitute teacher in the Canandaigua City School District has been arrested after police say he crossed a line with a student. And I gotta say, I'm not really shocked.
I feel like I'm 15 again. You know what I mean?
We'll talk about it coming up next.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Thank you, Ariana Grande. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
We're going to constantly wait for her love.
We are. Seems to be a trend in your hometown, Breezy. A substitute teacher in the Canandaigua City School District is facing serious charges after police said he sent inappropriate messages and photos to two underage students via Snapchat.
Yeah, the pinwheel.
The pinwheel. Police said Michael Thompson, kid's 27, sent the messages between last month and this month. He was arrested Wednesday, charged with two counts of endangering the welfare of a child. The district said it removed him from the substitute teacher list immediately. He had worked at a he'd only worked a limited number of days at the middle school in high school during the 2024-2025 school year.
Sure.
He was there long enough, though, to obviously exchange profiles on Snapchat with his students.
Great.
How does that even start?
Like, yeah, how do we get there? You know what I mean? How do we get there?
I mean, there are a lot of students, because my close buddy, he's a professor. I'm like, dude, your students ever try to follow you on social media? He goes, yeah, all the time. I put that...
put the kibosh to it.
Yeah. He's like, I'm happy to connect with everybody, but after you graduate.
Grab me on LinkedIn. You know what I mean?
So he was there long enough. The district said he briefly served as a volunteer coach during the 2024-25 indoor track season and modified boys lacrosse season, attending no more than two practices total for each season. Thompson was taken to the Ontario County Jail for arraignment. The incident remains under investigation with further charges pending. And like I said, he's only 27 years of age, but way to just kind of throw your future out the window there.
It's not great. It's not great. I wish I could say, you know, there's always that one, but unfortunately, this has never been one.
You know, this, God, you graduated. Well, we don't have to do the math on this, but you've seen this time and time again in Canandaigua alone. And I'm not saying, I'm not pointing the finger at Canandaigua. It just seems to be a little bit of a trend that's a little too close to home for you, yes?
Yeah, I graduated 13 years ago. No, I'll puke. No, I'll throw up.
It's a long time ago.
13 years ago?
Yeah.
Spare me.
So, for whatever reason, there's a lot of teachers and substitute teachers that think they can send a couple of two-tree picks and get away with it, and you can't.
Can't do it, guys.
You can't.
You can't do it. I don't know why you think you can.
What's done in the dark will come to light.
Truly.
All right, coming up on the show, Jill from Fairport got into it with her neighbor over something that some people may find really petty. But now she's wondering if she should stand her ground or just keep the peace, considering she just moved into the neighborhood not too long ago. Mm. We're going to get Jill on the phone with us to hear her story coming up next.
IEPXY is free and always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. On the phone waiting to talk with us is our listener, Jill from Fairport, who, quite frankly, got into it with her neighbor.
Not pleased.
Over the lack of decorations she's put up this year. Mm-hmm. And according to her neighbor, she's making the whole neighborhood look bad. Hi,
sure.
Jill, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Can we all just get along this holiday season?
Seriously.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That
would be for the best,
that.
Yeah.
Tell us what's going on, and please don't leave out any details.
Okay. So I live in Fairport, and my husband and I moved onto the street like three, four years ago.
Okay.
And most of the people in the neighborhood have lived here like way longer. So, you know, anyway, this year I decided not to decorate for Christmas. There might be some people like oohing and aahing, but I didn't do lights or inflatables, literally nothing at all because, yeah.
I don't think, to be quite honest with you, I don't think there's probably a lot of people that didn't bat an eye.
Right. They're like, whatever.
Okay.
You, queen.
So.
Well, that's good because they're normal. Apparently, my neighbor is not normal because we're taking our two kids to my husband's family's house. They live in Boston, and we leave Saturday, and we're gone until the day after Christmas. So,
right,
we're like, why decorate, right? Like, why waste my time? It's not worth it. So, anyway, my neighbor came over last week, and you know when somebody does like that fake smile when they see you and you're
sure.
Okay, something's up.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Love that for you.
It's so condescending.
Like, and the pat on the back. Like, I just said to myself, something is up if she's coming to my house. And she starts by saying how magical the neighborhood looks. And she was just gushing about how everybody went all out this year. It feels like a Hallmark movie. And she's like, I just wanted to check in on you. Is everything okay? Are you all right?
Okay.
Okay. Like, fine, truly.
Yeah, everything's great. Why? What's up?
Then she proceeds to say, and I swear this is like exactly how she said it. I wasn't sure if maybe you're Jewish. Or
she asked if you were Jewish because you didn't decorate the house.
Yes. Like verbatim. And then she was like, okay, well, why are you not decorating then if you're not Jewish? And I'm not Jewish.
How old is this woman?
75 years old.
Oh, she's a crank.
Not us having the same neighbor.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you probably share neighbors with Breeze. Okay, go ahead.
She's a nightmare.
So she's just like a curmudgeon and she's stuck in her ways. And so, you know, I just like I had to explain myself, which is really annoying. And then she had the nerve to ask me if I would consider putting just anything up.
What?
Because apparently, yeah.
Why is it so important to her?
My house apparently makes the neighborhood look bad.
I get, you know, it's the things like this that are so important to certain people, and it's such a waste of energy. It's like, why don't you just worry about your own house?
I bit my tongue. I wanted to say that so bad, but I was trying to be respectful. But she just went on and on. She's like, it's about community effort. Everyone else made the time.
She's probably been in the neighborhood her whole life, and she doesn't like newbies like you that come in and destroy it.
She's been there 50 years.
Oh, there you go. Literally. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, yeah, she's been there forever.
Anyway, she suggested I throw lights in the bushes or, like, put anything in the yard, just something festive so it doesn't look bare.
Okay.
Mm. And have you guys ever seen the movie Christmas with the Cranks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is that one.
This is it to a T. With Tim Allen?
To a T.
Yeah, this is basically your neighborhood. You're in this movie right now.
Yes, but it also feels a little bit like I'm living in hell. I mean, when is Christmas mandatory?
It's
like, why do I owe an explanation to anyone for how I celebrate or don't celebrate in my house? Mm-mm. So now I'm having this, like, whole back and forth with my husband because he's like, well, honey, why don't we just put up a few lights?
No, like, don't tell me what to do.
Okay, so your husband wants to put up a few lights. And what's your stance?
I don't think we should. I mean, why should I? Do I have to please this 75-year-old woman?
Do you have lights, other people? Or would you have to go out and buy them?
I have lights. I have lights. They're in my garage. It's just, it's time that I didn't feel was necessary to take since we're going to be away for the holiday. You know, we leave this weekend.
Yeah. Jill, here's my take on this. Put up the ugliest, trashiest Christmas decorations you can find and make sure you half-assed it. And then go to Boston. That's what I'm, and put them on a timer. I'm telling you, do it. Do you need us to come over and install the inflatables in the front yard?
Moose can do that for you.
Can you please? That sounds delightful.
But they're not going to be Christmas decorations. They're all Halloween.
No, literally.
I want to piss this lady off so bad. I really do. Tell her to mind her own business.
Is that what you guys would do to keep peace in the neighborhood? Would you just set up whatever, even if it was terrible? Or do I just ignore her?
No, I will ignore her. Don't tell me what to do.
You have to understand, Breezy and I were spiteful people. Also, Sue just texted in and said, I hate to say it, but if you're newer to the neighborhood, sometimes it's just easier to throw a string of lights up and avoid drama. Not because she's right, just because it's exhausting otherwise. So Sue's saying to keep the peace and throw some up. I don't know. Let's get to some messages coming in. 585-252-9800. Tell us what you guys think. Well, you know what? Have fun in Boston and happy holidays, Jill.
No, fully.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Happy holidays.
All right. I appreciate you calling in and sharing your story of what's happening in Breezy's neck of the woods in Fairport.
This is an East Side problem. Let's just put it that way.
Right. Okay. All right, Jill. Have a great Christmas. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Well,
the texts we're getting are crazy.
Mike says, your house, your rules. The second a neighbor tells me how to decorate my property, I'm done, and so are they. Christmas isn't a homeowners association requirement. Last Christmas.
This person goes, free Frosty, free Frosty.
This person says, I'm sorry. She bought her house for a box of Cracker Jacks 50 years ago. But nowadays, time is money. And the point to decorate just for you to go out of town is really not worth it.
It's not her business. But you listen, we all have had that neighbor at least once. They've been there their entire life. They feel like it's their neighborhood. It's their street. You have to answer to them.
My neighbor calls herself the mayor of our association. So.
See, exactly what I'm talking about. She's probably the same age.
It's not great.
Let me go over to Karen. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. When my kids were little, we had 1 year where our lights blew a fuse the week before Christmas. I didn't decorate. One neighbor knocked on my door and said we were ruining the block. I laughed and shut the door on her face. This woman and anyone else is psychotic if they entertain a neighbor who tells you what to do with your own home.
This person says, I would put up one string of lights and leave it for the neighbor. Leave the neighbor in charge of plugging them in and out every night.
Because it starts with Christmas lights and then suddenly people are judging your lawn. Then where you put your garbage cans. Then the curtains you have up in the window. Don't give in. It's a hard no. Then I'll go over to this person who says, hey, good morning, guys. 100% with you. If you need help setting up Halloween decorations in the yard, let me know. I too want to upset this woman before the holidays.
It's the Nightmare Before Christmas, obviously. Obviously.
98PXY. Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
One mom is not happy after finding out another parent she trusted gave her 8-year-old a melatonin during a sleepover without asking.
Wait, that's bad.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I'm no parent, but I could see why another parent would be pretty angry about this.
Correct.
585-252-9800. Call or text in this morning to all parents listening. If you were in Danielle's shoes, you found out another parent you trusted gave your kid a melatonin without asking. Well, I mean, what would you do?
I would lose that.
Listen to this message. Danielle wrote in and says, "Hi, guys. I'd like to share a personal message with you from one of your segments. I have an 8-year-old daughter who recently had a sleepover at a friend's house. Parents we know and trust. While we were talking about the night, my daughter casually mentioned that they took a gummy before bed. And when I asked what type of gummy, she said a fruit gummy so they can sleep. Come to find out, it was a melatonin gummy. I texted the mom the next day saying I would like to know what she and her husband gave my child. And she says, oh, not to worry, it's a melatonin. It's for kids. We give it to ours all the time.
No.
Didn't think we needed to ask you.
No.
Why would they think they didn't need to ask? At no point did anyone check with us before giving something to our child. My daughter didn't even think it was a big deal, which is exactly why I'm so upset. She trusted the adults around her. So did I. I don't want to overreact, but also I don't want to ignore something that feels like this was a serious breach of trust. I'm feeling
definitely.
I feel very irresponsible for not having a talk with my kid about not taking anything from anyone, even parents. But it just didn't cross my mind. I didn't think I needed
to. Yeah, why would you think that you would be in that situation? I guess you can't be trusting of everyone.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I guess that's the hard truth of it all.
And then she says, I'm really mad at myself and at them. Sadly, I had to tell my daughter she will no longer be going over to her friend's house. She's very upset by this. I'm not a confrontational person. So at this point, I don't even know how to continue this conversation with them. Thanks for any help on the matter. I'm confused. I mean, you're handing your child over to other parents to stay there for the night, and you don't feel you can talk to them about this?
What do you mean?
Like Danielle says, I'm not a confrontational person.
Yeah,
so,
no, I mean,
but respectfully,
it doesn't matter.
It's like, no time to be a weak parent. You got to lay the hammer down right now.
Right.
Say how you feel.
You have to. Because guess what? If you don't, there could be much worse to come. I'm not trying to like fearmonger, but.
No, I get it.
And, you know, starting them young of saying no to strangers or strange pills or whatever it is, it's like, no. That is, for them to be like, I didn't think we needed to ask.
That's weird, man.
Okay, but like, let me ask you this. And the way of the world has changed so much, so I'm not really sure. Would it be as bad if your kid is at a sleepover and they're having like a really bad headache?
Yeah.
Can they have Tylenol? Can they have Motrin?
You would 100% ask the other parents if that's okay.
Right, because they could be allergic.
There's so many allergies today.
Right.
585-252-9800. Let's hear from some of our listeners. What do you think about this one this morning? People are definitely bothered. Elena texted in right away. How does this other mom not ask? How does she know that her child doesn't, like you said, doesn't have an allergy?
Right.
Bring it up to her in detail of why you won't be having your daughter go over there any longer. She broke the trust a little bit. And for you guys who are just tuning in right now, Danielle wrote a message to us saying her 8-year-old daughter had a sleepover and the parents gave her a melatonin to sleep without asking
That's not appropriate.
And some people won't look at this as a big deal. They'll say, well, yeah, I mean, my kid takes it all the time. They do have melatonin gummies for kids, sure. But I'm not even a parent, and I would still think to maybe that's a question you should probably ask just in case.
Correct.
You want to cover all bases.
Correct.
Respectfully, put on your big mommy hat and have a talk with them. They should never have given your child anything without asking, but they probably didn't consider it to be harmful. Not the point. You didn't do anything wrong by not telling them beforehand. It should be a very straightforward and easy boundary talk about never doing something like this again. That came in from Mike. JC says, I would be super angry, but I don't know if I would be annoyed. I just think it should have, they should have come to you first. I would have a civil conversation with said parents, let them know that it should never happen again.
This person says, as a mother who gives their child melatonin to sleep at night, I would never give another child melatonin without asking permission from the parents. It's just a respect thing. This person says, this is crazy. Number one, allergy. Number two, medication intersection. And number three, creepy question mark?
Yeah. I'm going to put your child to sleep. I'm just going to slip this over.
For what?
I don't get it, man. I'm telling you, it's creepy. And I'm sure maybe they meant nothing by it, but you can see how all of us together are coming up with different scenarios.
So many reasons this shouldn't have happened. So many reasons this shouldn't have happened. And honestly, going to a sleepover as a kid is so anxiety ridden as it is. You know what I mean? God forbid that girl I don't know if it was a girl or boy, I can't remember. It doesn't matter. Your child wakes up in the middle of the night. And I mean, melatonin, it's generally harmless. But also, we're taking it as adults. Like, I've never taken melatonin as a kid.
I took one last night.
Sure.
Jess says, kind of a weird reaction to not allow your kid over there anymore. I give my kids melatonin gummies all the time. They're made for kids. Too many parents today freak out over every little thing. I will never understand it. Okay, well, Jess, you missed the conversation we just had. And let me go over to Mel that says, hi, guys. Can I offer some advice? Send a message to the mom in a non-confrontational way saying thank you for allowing our daughter to spend the night. Moving forward, I'd like for all of us to be on the same page. Something that helps our daughter sleep at our house is reading a short book or a warm glass of nighttime tea or a warm cup of milk. In the future, please don't give our child anything without asking. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Just ask out of respect. That's it.
Yeah, it's not that hard. It's not that deep. It's like,
melatonin for you, couple lines for me.
Oh my gosh, please. Please.
All right, guys. You guys are absolutely out of your minds this morning. Thanks for the message. Danielle, have the conversation with this mom. Otherwise, you're just going to sit there. You're going to think about it. You're going to drag it into the holiday.
Yeah, you'll
stew. Don't do it. Just rip the Band-Aid off. Have the talk. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all the messages this morning, guys. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
All right. Christmas lights are in full swing for not everybody. We did talk to our friend from Fairport earlier who was anti-Christmas lights. But Christmas lights can be gorgeous and really make a difference here in our community. A house in Hilton is spreading the holiday cheer by giving back to the community with a dazzling light show. Susan King has been doing this since 2019, and her yard is a full light display with figurines and everything of that nature. 6 years later of her doing this, it's grown to popularity for this winter wonderland for everyone to drive by and enjoy. And she has been raising money for two local churches, St. Paul Lutheran and Anchor Baptist, excuse me. So this is really cool. People can come on out. They can enjoy. She accepts donations to obviously give back to the church.
Sure.
And it's really cool. She said she's a teacher, and her kids help her start putting this together in early August.
Oh, you guys got to see the decorations. It's a lot. And look, the first thing I noticed, like when I see an entire North Pole, I don't know what you want to call this. It's beautiful. But when I look at this, the first thing that comes to my mind isn't, wow, this is really pretty. It's realistically, it's where do you keep all this stuff? Where do you store it?
Correct. So if you want to go out to Hilton and see this for yourself, the final show is on Christmas, but you can see the shows between 6 and 8, Sunday through Thursday night. And then the light up show, there's two different shows, is Friday and Saturday until 9, and it's $8.
Yeah, it's $8 per vehicle.
And it'll all go back to the churches.
Why not $8? You know how sometimes when people do this for Halloween, you look at their yard and you're like, oh, that's kind of trashy.
Yeah.
Is that possible for Christmas decorations?
I plead the fifth.
It's pretty. I don't know. I don't think. I mean, there's a giant store. There's a Darth Vader head with a Santa Claus hat on it. It's all very pretty.
You know how I feel about inflatables.
I know you. I know.
Yeah.
I think she did a great job. I mean, she must.
She's crushing it.
For that many decorations, you got to start in August.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, you got people pepper spraying your food. Another delivery driver is stealing cats. Can we really trust anyone anymore?
The answer is no. Delete DoorDash.
How many of you have ever caught your delivery driver doing something they shouldn't have been doing? We're talking about it coming up next.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
The DoorDash driver just pepper sprayed our food. Someone call the police.
What is literally going on?
585-252-9800. What is the craziest thing you've ever caught your delivery driver doing? It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. It's getting harder and harder to trust people these days. I don't know how many of you saw the news about the DoorDash driver that was charged with a felony for allegedly pepper spraying the customer's food.
No, it's so unhinged. It's so insane.
Some of you are listening right now and probably asking the question, why did Courtney Stevenson do that? Well, she was arrested last week by the McCracken County Sheriff's Office.
Not the McCracken.
This all sounds made up.
No, it does.
Now, this took place in Indiana. The woman is from Kentucky. And I find this to be comical that she decided to do this right in front of the Ring Cam. Or whatever you want to call it. What makes someone think they can get away with something like this? Just with the amount of cameras out there today.
What are we doing here?
Stevenson is now facing multiple felony charges. Listen to this, you guys. Mark Cardin reported that he and his wife became ill shortly after receiving their late night DoorDash order. The only reason they went back and looked at the footage from the Ring Cam is because after eating their late night Taco Bell, both suffered burning sensations in their mouth, nose, throat, and stomach before vomiting. I mean, that just sounds like Taco Bell to me, but...
Yeah, that's just a gordita crunch. You know what I mean? Like, when now you blaming the DoorDash driver.
When the couple reviewed their doorbell camera footage, they saw the delivery driver, a woman with blue and purple hair, dropped that. I love that they added that in there.
Yeah, she had, had to do it.
She dropped off the order, snapped a photo, then pepper sprayed the food before walking away casually. I don't know why.
On camera. Like, she, you need help.
She told detectives that she used pepper spray, not on the food, but to spray a spider she said she saw while making the delivery. The detectives then replied with, in quote, "We don't believe you." The overnight low was 35 degrees Fahrenheit. At that temperature, outdoor spiders in Indiana are not active and would not be capable of crawling on exposed surfaces.
Oh my God.
She literally aimed it at the food.
No, fully.
DoorDash confirmed last week that they fired this woman. How is she going to pay for all those hair appointments?
Losing your job as a DoorDash driver is insane because that's... you're the one who signs up for it and you're the one who works your own hours. Like, how
correct.
Okay.
Then the other day, an Amazon delivery driver dropped off a package at a home in California and then stole the cat.
What?
Once again, caught on a Ring cam. Dropped off a package at the front door, saw the cat, and decided, you know what? You're coming with me. The woman complained to Amazon. They said they're investigating. They said they do know who the driver was. They just haven't contacted them yet. It's been over a week. She also reported it to the police. They told her it could be weeks or months before they have time to even look into it.
Right. Yes, of course.
Right. These things do happen.
They really do. They do be happening. That is... Okay. All right.
So when I used to do... it was similar to DoorDash. It was called Postmates.
Yeah.
And Postmates is... There were times... And I've told this story time and time again on the air where, you know, I was trying to... I used to make fun of people who drove around in luxury vehicles and dropped off food.
Yeah.
And then that was me. I buy a Lexus. I think I'm a big shot and I'm dropping off milk.
Is this coming up in your therapy sessions?
And I'm dropping off little. Okay. So anyways, I got so fed up one day. I'm driving through the Hollywood Hills. It's taking 45 minutes. I got to go through this gated entrance and I'm supposed to drop off a burger and fries.
Sure.
It was always the people who were super rich who would never tip.
Always. How did rich stay rich?
Right. And one dude, I'd handed a milkshake. He was like, here's $30 tip. I'm like, dude, thank you.
That's really nice of you. Thank you.
But anyways, yeah, so fed up one day. I couldn't find the house. Nobody would buzz me in to this gate to open it up. And I pulled over on the side of the road and I ate it.
As you should. Respectfully, as you should.
I'm not proud of it. But, you know, I got to. And then I deleted the app. I've deleted that app so many times and then jumped back on again.
Oh, that and Tinder. You know, it's just it's just so disheartening. And I feel this way with Uber, too. Like, you are putting your life in someone else's hands when it comes to someone delivering food. I mean, they could poison you at any given moment. And someone driving you around. You don't know what's going on with them. This is a complete stranger. You're getting in a complete stranger's car. You're eating food from a complete stranger. I'm telling you right now, if a listener came and dropped us off cookies, wouldn't eat them.
Oh, no, I'm not
sorry,
eating them.
Sorry, no. Wouldn't eat them.
Last time
wouldn't
I did that, I pulled out a 12-inch hair.
I'm so good. Thank you so much.
It's the thing, though, too, that makes me nervous, and I'm sure you guys can agree with this as well. When someone drops you off food and it's not sealed...
Yes. That's
why are we doing that?
That's the other thing. I feel like the sealing of the food is a quasi new thing. Like, I know Salvatore's does it with the peel thing. McDonald's does it. Like, there's a ton of restaurants and fast food establishments that have gotten on board with, let's make sure this doesn't get contaminated.
Yeah. Domino's does it. Trust me. I know. But a lot of these other places, I've ordered food and the bag is open.
Oh, yeah.
They hand it to you in a styrofoam container. That's wide open. I'm
Who's to say your driver isn't sneaking a couple fries? Because I'm going to be super honest with you. If I was a DoorDash driver, I would.
I had a whole meal on the side of the road. Let's go over to Carrie. I don't trust anyone anymore, you guys. Last week, I ordered all my groceries off Instacart. For whatever reason, the driver dropped them all the bags off in the middle of the front yard in the snow. Why?
Why?
You know, have a porch or something they could leave it at. Let's go over to this person. Let's go over to Jake. Uber Eats once left my Papa John's pizza outside my apartment building in the rain. I was so confused. Pizza was soaking wet. People have no common sense.
Oof.
Better ingredients. Better pizza. Papa John's.
Remember when Papa John got a DUI?
Yeah,
that was so tough.
Very sweet sauce.
Better ingredients, better pepperoni. What? That's not the saying.
Better people got Papa John's.
98PXY.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
All right, here come the messages this morning for There I Said It, 585-252-9800. You guys want to get on this this train with us this morning? By all means.
All aboard!
Let's do it. Well, first person weighing in this morning says, if you say we're like family here at work, that's usually a warning label. There I Said It. Also, just quit my job yesterday. I couldn't be happier. Hey. Congratulations.
We got lined up.
Sometimes it's the best feeling in the world, man. You got to shake off all that dead weight. Congratulations. Hope you find something soon. Or maybe you already have something. I don't know. Frank says, can people knock it off with the podcast already? We don't need an hour segment about how you and your wife bought a timeshare. All right.
No, this is a passion topic for me. This is a passion topic for me.
Frank the Tank.
I just simply can't with the podcasts. I think I'm going to start a podcast. Okay, well, you go for that. But, like, people have no idea. They have no idea.
Well,
they do three episodes and they're like, all right, I'm good here.
There's some great podcasts out there. I don't know if you guys ever heard about the Rip It Up podcast. Well, oh my, timely.
It's literally canceled, so.
Let's go to Beth. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. People who constantly talk about how real they are usually the most dishonest people in the room. There, I said it. Take notes, everyone. Take notes from Beth. People who always talk about, I'm real. I'm just keeping it real. They're usually the most dishonest people in the room.
And mean. They're masking realness as rudeness. It's too much. Person says, people who are able-bodied and still push the handicap button to open a door are the laziest people in the world. There, I said it.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah. Just like, oh, my finger's doing too much work.
Well, I don't understand why is that a problem.
It's just too much.
The button's there for, the button's right there. Sometimes it's fun just to press a button.
It's not for you.
Well, you know.
This person says, I'm not over the DoorDash segment and I want to keep talking about it. In Geneva/Waterloo area, there is a KFC DoorDash thief. He wants the KFC orders to come in. He'll take the order and never deliver it and cancel it instead. You get your money back, but still.
We got to find this person. In Geneva?
Geneva or like Geneva Waterloo-ish.
Let's do a sting operation.
It's like literally an hour away. I can't. It's too much.
Let's sit in my car.
You don't even have your car. It's
literally I have a rental. Let's sit in my rental car.
Not us putting miles on it to go all the way to Geneva.
Order KFC while we're there.
Which I would love it.
Oh, are you kidding me? Let me put my detective hat on. I like this type of stuff.
He literally just waits for KFC orders to come in just to take it. Just to cancel it. Yeah. That's insane.
Let's go over to Tony. Speaking of food, Tony says, can someone please tell me why Bill Gray's cheeseburger is the world's greatest cheeseburger? I thought it was a local thing, but also nothing beats a Whopper. There I said. Really? That's your go-to, a Whopper? I mean, yeah, it was good in like the 90s. It's not better than Bill Gray's.
I feel like I shouldn't leave 2025 without doing our McDonald's taste test.
Yeah, Breezy's.
Should we do that tomorrow?
Breezy's no. Yeah, because we have nothing else to do. Breezy has never had a Big Mac, you guys. She's just never tried it.
I haven't. So, all right, let's hit it. Who else is here? Let's get to some others, shall we? This person said French doors are absolutely elite, and if you have them, you're rich. There, I said it.
100% agree.
I love a French door.
We love French doors. Guys, the Santa at Eastview Mall does not need to hear your kids' stories. There, I said it.
It's the only reason he's there. Only reason.
Let's go. Yeah, you know what? People were posting signs on Instagram yesterday. They were pissed.
Why?
The Santa didn't show up at the mall at Grease Ridge due to staffing.
He probably got lost in the sauce at Bosca's. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably.
He's probably shopping too hard. He's like, damn it, I missed my shift.
I don't know who this person is, but I'm pissed. Ban no show socks. I don't understand people who do this. Why do you think it looks cool to look like you're not wearing socks? Because we're not a bunch of hippies.
No, it's so bad. It's so bad. Let me finish.
I'm supposed to wear knee highs with a nice sneaker? No. I want to show my ankles off. I have beautiful ankles.
Oh my God. No, I have the ick so bad. People who wear no-show socks with like sneakers and like they're working out. It's like, what are we doing here?
What's wrong with that?
Not you look. You want to give the illusion that you're barefoot in sneakers?
I don't understand.
Mental help.
Who doesn't love a low-cut sock? I sure do.
I only wear, like, socks that go up to my mid-calf.
That's great. I own quite a few pairs of thigh highs. Let's go over to this person.
What is it? No, I don't want to move away from this. What is it with your obsession with your ankles? You act like it's like the most accentuating part of your body.
They kind of are. No. And I get a lot of compliments.
No.
Yeah. For those of you who haven't seen my ankles, that's your loss.
Consider yourself blessed.
Guys, good morning. I can't stand the gravy in a jar. It's mud. Stop bringing that to people's homes when they host. It's insulting. There, I said it. I 100% agree. Also, throw a cream corn on that list, too. Diabolical.
Truly.
What's up, guys? I'm a sensei in, at Rochester Kung Fu and Fitness.
What is happening?
I think parents need to teach their kids more discipline. Also, make sure you bow to your sensei. Have a great day.
Okay.
Who? Am I saying it right? Sensei?
Don't know. Don't
it's not
care.
Sensei.
Won't try.
Sensei. Yeah, more kids need a sweeping leg kick to the... Rod, hey, huge props to Rochester Kung Fu and Fitness. How do I sign up? Back in the day, I used to be a blue belt. I was 8 years old.
Sometimes you just say things and I don't really know if it's true or not.
No, you can ask my mom. I was let go from the class because you weren't able to miss any of the classes. And if you miss one, because that's where discipline comes into play, if you miss one, you're not allowed back. And I had to choose. Do I want to go roller skating with my friends at Horizon Fun Effects? Or do I want to go to karate class? And I made my choice.
And that's a choice you have to live with for the rest of your life. Wait, you're not allowed back. Even at 41.
Right. They won't let me come back.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
You got PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 51 for the high today. Can you believe it?
Anything under or above 40, it's like summertime.
Yeah, first of all, we're
we
still...
We just get so cold.
We haven't even entered winter yet.
Right.
But we've seen plenty of snow.
We sure have.
Seems to be a trend in your hometown, Breeze. A substitute teacher in the Canandaigua City School District is facing serious charges. After police said he sent inappropriate messages and photos to two underage students via Snapchat.
Ooh.
Michael
Don't
Thompson.
Love that.
27. Throwing it all away. Because he felt the need to send a couple of pics.
Okay.
There was messages between him last month and this month with students. He was arrested Wednesday, charged with 2 counts of endangering the welfare of a child. The district said it removed Thompson from the substitute list immediately. He had worked a number of days at the middle school and high school during the 2024 and 2025 school year. And he was there long enough to exchange, I mean, I guess profiles on Snapchat with his students, let's say that. But the district said he was also briefly served as a volunteer coach during the 2024 and 25 indoor track season and modified boys lacrosse season, attending no more than 2 practices total for each season. I've never understood this because we see these stories come in more and more.
Yeah.
Maybe they've always been there and they're just highlighting them more. I don't know. It's just, it's weird. But they also seem to be in Canandaigua a lot. What makes you think you're going to get away with this, though? Why would you?
Oh. Yeah, it's not the best.
He was taken to the Ontario County Jail for arraignment. The incident is still under investigation with further charges pending. And then the police are asking if anybody has any more info whatsoever to please let us know immediately.
Gotta do it.
Throwing it out the window, man. But mm-hmm. You know what they say. What's done in the dark will come to light.
Always.
Coming up on the show, we got to talk Christmas traditions. I mean, we're a week away from Christmas. I can't believe I'm actually even saying that.
I know.
But people still do certain things. I know I'm guilty of still wanting to spend the night with my parents on Christmas Eve. Yeah. I got to do it.
No, it needs to be done.
I have to.
Important and making new traditions too as you get into your adult life, but hanging on to those old ones for dear life. What are yours? We'll talk about them coming up next.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. You know, every family has that Christmas thing, their tradition that you grew up with, thinking you thought it was totally normal until you tell someone about it and they look at you like you need help. But some families open up gifts on Christmas Eve. Some eat the exact same meal every year or put a pickle in a tree. Me, I sleep at my parents on Christmas Eve.
I sleep at my parents too. Proud parent sleeper.
That's right. I don't know what it is, but I'm the first one up. I got to make mimosas for mom and dad. I got to get the coffee started. And then I kind of just wait patiently for them to come downstairs and make breakfast. Like, can we hurry this thing up?
Or like fry the ham or else.
I don't know what it, and yes, I get it. I'm 41. They turned my old bedroom into a gym / guest room.
A catch-all. I love family Christmas traditions, but also as you get older and you become an adult, people look at you sideways when you say, oh, I'm going to sleep at my parents on Christmas. How long can I keep up this charade? As long as I possibly, I'll ride this till the wheels fall off.
You know, before you got engaged, we actually talked about this last year on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you made mention to Patrice, your fiance, that you said, okay, so the deal is you go sleep at your parents. I'm going to go sleep at mine. Yep. And she looked at you.
She literally was like, so you're high. She goes, I haven't slept at my parents since I was 18. I was like, oh, okay. Well, this is awkward. What do you mean you don't sleep at your parents? But I like, you know, getting older and becoming an adult, I'm literally 31. I'm like, I'm just like on this new adult journey. Like, girl, what? I love the fact that I'm creating my own new Christmas traditions. And sure, I'm still sleeping at my parents, and that's something that you can dog on me for. But just these last 2 years alone, the traditions have been started, baby. They're in motion. And I just fulfilled one last night. I went to go see A Christmas Carol with my friend and her husband, who's also my friend. And last year we went and saw The Grinch, and this year we went and saw A Christmas Carol. And next year, I don't know what Christmas play we'll go see, but we will do it, and it's a Christmas tradition, and I'm obsessed with it.
Here's the question, 585-252-9800. Is there a tradition you guys grew up with that you absolutely refuse to either continue or get rid of as an adult? Me, I don't know how long I'm going to keep this thing going with my parents and sleeping over there on Christmas Eve. I mean, my brothers and their wife refused to do it. So I'm, you know, I think it makes my parents happy. And not to mention,
you're like, I'm looking forward to fresh eats.
My mom makes one hell of a spread, as you know, Breezy.
I do.
Especially during the holidays.
But what do you do when traditions change? And honestly, when they're changing and who is changing them? For example, every single Christmas Eve, we go to my aunt's house in Syracuse. Every time. We do it every year. My dad this year goes, I don't want to go.
Oh, he's breaking it. Yeah, he's breaking tradition.
I want to stay home. I don't want to go.
Can you blame the guy?
I'm like, what do you mean? This is a tradition. He's like, all good things must come to an end, my daughter.
He's so over it.
I'm like, what?
He's so over it.
He wants to stay home.
Drink a couple of blue lights.
And throw some cocktails back. And have some appies. And play some games. And be in the comfort of his own home, his own gorgeous home. I don't dog him for that. But also at the same time, he does have a point. When will it end?
Yeah, sometimes you just, I know it's really tough. Because here's the thing. If you just don't enjoy doing it anymore, yeah, I get that. I'm staring at this text. I have to read it out loud because I totally get it. My family does the same thing. Amanda texted in and said, every year, my mom insists we all open up gifts one at a time while everyone watches. There's 12 of us. It takes hours.
We do that too.
If you try to rush it, she gets super offended. I dread it every year.
Youngest to oldest, every year.
And it's the old people that refuse to tear the wrapping paper.
Oh,
they have to open it from the seams.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, you're not saving it, Grandma Carol. You're not saving
it. Get rid of
it. What are you doing right now? We do that too. Youngest to oldest, one gift, a rotation. And it works out quite nicely. And honestly, I think it's nice because we spend more time together as a family. It probably is a 3-hour thing. It takes 3 hours to do. And we're like eating and drinking in between and things of that nature. But I don't know. I do like that tradition. One tradition that my mom does that we will never let up on is the Christmas jammies, which I think is pretty basic and standard. If you aren't doing Christmas jammies the night before, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Talking Christmas traditions in your family that just they happen to happen every year. No excuses. You got to roll with the punches. Tom says, my wife's family does matching pajamas in a professional photo shoot every single Christmas Eve. I hate it.
JCPenney's could never.
I look miserable in every picture. Yeah, no, I get it.
I will say, though, if you are going to full send on the Christmas jammies, just for the love of God, make sure they're good quality. Like, I don't want to wear some itchy, like, Christmas jammies that are falling apart at the seams.
No, you can't do it. Does anybody want to come spend the night with me at my parents'?
Not us doing a giveaway.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. On the phone waiting to talk with us is our listener, Jill from Fairport.
Oh, Jilly.
Possible neighbor of yours, Breeze?
She could be, honestly.
She got into it with her neighbor over the lack of decorations she put up this year. And according to her neighbor, Jill is making the whole neighborhood look terrible.
Oh, dear.
Jill, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Can we all just get along this holiday season?
Seriously.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That
would be for the best, yeah.
Tell us what's going on, and please don't leave out any details.
Okay. So I live in Fairport, and my husband and I moved onto the street like three, four years ago.
Okay.
And most of the people in the neighborhood have lived here like way longer. So, you know, anyway, this year I decided not to decorate for Christmas. There might be some people like oohing and aahing, but I didn't do lights or inflatables, literally nothing at all because,
I don't think, to be quite honest with you, I don't think there's probably a lot of people that didn't bat an eye.
Right. They're like, whatever.
Okay.
You, queen.
So?
Well, that's good because they're normal. Apparently my neighbor is not normal because we're taking our two kids to my husband's family's house. They live in Boston. And we leave Saturday, and we're gone until the day after Christmas. So we're like, why decorate, right? Like, why waste my time? It's not worth it. So anyway, my neighbor came over last week, and you know when somebody does, like, that fake smile when they see you, and you're like, okay, something's up.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Love that for you. Yeah.
It's so condescending.
Like, and the pat on the back, like, I just said to myself, something is up if she's coming to my house. And she starts by saying how magical the neighborhood looks. And she was just gushing about how everybody went all out this year. It feels like a Hallmark movie. And she's like, I just wanted to check in on you. Is everything okay? Are you all right?
Okay.
Okay. Like, fine, truly.
Yeah, everything's great. Why? What's up?
Then she proceeds to say, and I swear this is like exactly how she said it. I wasn't sure if maybe you're Jewish or.
She asked if you were Jewish because you didn't decorate the house.
Yes, like verbatim. And then she was like, okay, well, why are you not decorating then if you're not Jewish? And I'm not Jewish.
How old is this woman?
75 years old.
Oh, she's a crank.
Not us having the same neighbor.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you probably share neighbors with Breeze. Okay, go ahead.
She's a nightmare.
So she's just like a curmudgeon, and she's stuck in her ways. And so, you know, I just like I had to explain myself, which is really annoying. And then she had the nerve to ask me if I would consider putting just anything up.
What?
Because yeah.
Why is it so important to her?
My house apparently makes the neighborhood look bad.
I get, you know, it's the things like this that are so important to certain people, and it's such a waste of energy. It's like, why don't you just worry about your own house?
I bit my tongue. I wanted to say that so bad, but I was trying to be respectful. But she just went on and on. She's like, it's about community effort. Everyone else made the time.
She's probably been in the neighborhood her whole life. And she doesn't like newbies like you that come in and destroy it.
She's been there 50 years.
Oh, there you go. Literally. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, yeah, she's been there forever.
Anyway, she suggested I throw lights in the bushes or, like, put anything in the yard, just something festive so it doesn't look bare.
Okay.
Mm. And have you guys ever seen the movie Christmas with the Cranks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this love is, that one.
This is it to a T. with Tim Allen.
To a T.
Yeah, this is basically your neighborhood. You're in this movie right now.
Yes, but it also feels a little bit like I'm living in hell. I mean, is Christmas mandatory?
It's
Why do I owe an explanation to anyone for how I celebrate or don't celebrate in my house? Mm-mm. So now I'm having this like whole back and forth with my husband because he's like, well, honey, why don't we just put up a few lights?
No, like, don't tell me what to do.
Okay, so your husband wants to put up a few lights. In what's your stance?
I don't think we should. I mean, why should I? Do I have to please this 75-year-old woman?
Do you have lights, or would you have to go out and buy them?
I have lights. They're in my garage. It's just it's time that I didn't feel was necessary to take since we're going to be away for the holiday. You know, we leave this weekend.
Yeah. Jill, here's my take on this. Put up the ugliest, trashiest Christmas decorations you can find and make sure you half-fast it. And then go to Boston. That's what I'm, and put him on a timer. I'm telling you, do it. Do you need us to come over and install the inflatables in the front yard?
Moose can do that for you.
Can you please? That sounds delightful.
But they're not going to be Christmas decorations. They're all Halloween.
No, literally.
I want to piss this lady off so bad. I really do. Tell her to mind her own business.
Is that what you guys would do to keep peace in the neighborhood? Would you just set up whatever, even if it was terrible? Or do I just ignore her?
No, I will just ignore her. Don't tell me what to do.
You have to understand, Breezy and I were spiteful people. Also, Sue just texted in and said, I hate to say it, but if you're newer to the neighborhood, sometimes it's just easier to throw a string of lights up and avoid drama. Not because she's right, just because it's exhausting otherwise. So Sue's saying to keep the peace and throw some up. I don't know. Let's get to some messages coming in. 585-252-9800. Tell us what you guys think. Well, you know what? Have fun in Boston and happy holidays, Jill.
No, fully.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Happy holidays.
All right. I appreciate you calling in and sharing your story of what's happening in Breezy's neck of the woods in Fairport.
This is an East Side problem. Let's just put it that way.
Right. Okay. All right, Jill. Have a great Christmas. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Let's get to some messages. I live in a neighborhood like this, and it's exhausting. It starts with Christmas lights, and then people are judging your lawn, and then your garbage cans, then your curtains. It's a hard no. Do not give in to this woman. Mike says, your house, your rules.
Because you open the window slightly.
That's
it. And then they see that you cave, and they see that right. You're willing to bend, and they're like, how far? Can we bend until she breaks?
It's not. Yeah, decorate the property that you own the way you want to decorate it.
Right.
Christmas is not a homeowners association requirement, Jill. Karen says, when my kids were little, we had 1 year where our lights blew a fuse the week before Christmas. I didn't decorate at all. One neighbor knocked on my door, said we were ruining the block. I just laughed and shut the door on her face.
Ruining the block. Okay, got it.
Anyone who listens to a person like this is psychotic. Do not entertain them. Well, there you go. You can't do it.
Stop giving in to these Karens and Sharons that are littering the East Side. Please, give me a break.
Karens and Sharons.
Bye.
Brads and Mikes. 100%
with Brads and Chads.
If you guys need help setting up Halloween decorations in that yard, let me know. I, too, want to upset this woman before the holidays. Yeah, we'll let you know, Gina. Come through.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
What are some valid reasons you didn't pay your rent? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Anyone who's ever lived in an apartment knows that when something goes wrong, you have to patiently wait for someone else to come and fix the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Those who have lived in places with really crappy apartment managers know firsthand that whatever is broken is staying that way because nobody's coming to fix it.
Yeah, and you're just going to have to deal with it. You're like, I haven't been able to flush my toilet in 3 weeks.
Let's paint over it. 585-252-9800. Have you ever withheld rent or threatened to finally get something repaired? I mean, I've been there. I was talking to my buddy last night. We had this very discussion. He lives in an apartment here in Rochester. His fridge died. All the food went bad. They call him, say, yeah, we'll get you a new fridge. You have to give us a couple of days. That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, God.
He has been spending money nonstop to go out and eat. He's got no food at home. At least nothing he can refrigerate. You know what I mean? And I said, write an email to the landlord and explain you're deducting from your rent the cost of every meal you had to eat out.
Yeah.
He goes, no, that's way too much work. I'm like, no, tell him. I said, tell him you're not paying rent. I put in a spreadsheet. He goes, nah. He goes, honestly, I think I'm just not going to pay him altogether instead of just trying to deduct what meals I had.
Correct.
I go, well,
just withhold.
I hope. I mean, I don't know if that's, I guess that might work. For some, it doesn't. For some, they look at it as a threat and now they want to play hardball. And I get that landlords need rent, but livable conditions, they're not optional.
No.
No fridge equals no rent, period. Am I wrong?
It's like when you signed your lease, there are so many terms and conditions in that lease, and it is blanket statement outed for you, bullet point by bullet point, what is available to you and what comes with this living facility.
Yeah.
And if that one thing on that lease wants to go or die and you don't want to replace it, just like they can throw the book back in your face, you can throw the book back in theirs. Be like, well, this is so funny because I signed this lease and this is the amenities that were included and I don't have those anymore.
Yeah.
So
they simply went away. I'll never, but let's see, here come the messages. Melissa says, my toilet backed up for water was everywhere. My toilet backed up. Water was on the floor. They refused to send anyone for a week. I didn't pay until it was sorted out. Not my problem. You just had toilet water swishing around on the floor. It's disgusting.
Disgusting.
Ugh. But truly, we do love the landlords that paint over light switches, electrical sockets.
Oh, yeah.
Cockroaches.
For sure.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. My stove didn't work for 2 weeks. I have kids. Eating out every night adds up fast, so I don't blame your buddy at all. I, too, withheld rent. Do they act quicker? Or do they look at that as a threat? Any property managers listening? 585-252-9800. I would love to hear from anybody who has been in a situation
because genuinely, can they seriously take you to court if you're refusing to pay rent when you're also, as the landlord, refusing to fix things that are in their legal contract of a lease that aren't available to them?
Right.
Genuinely.
Because if
lawyers, 585-252-9800.
We need the lawyers on the phone now. Because if basic living standards are not met, we're talking, you know, heat, water, a working fridge, a working stove. I see no reason to hand over a check. Right?
Why would you? Why would you? Like, genuinely.
Do you remember when I was renting out my Hollywood apartment at Airbnb?
Which time?
It was an absolute nightmare. And I get this kid, he calls me while we're in commercial break, and he's living in my apartment. I was renting it out to nurses, whatever that platform was. And he goes, the fridge is dead. So I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. So now this kid has nothing to eat. Then I call my landlord. They're like, we'll get a new fridge in there. Same thing that's happening to my buddy right now in the apartment he's in right here in Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
My landlord tells me we'll get it there tomorrow. Almost a week goes by. Now I'm giving this kid Venmo for meals.
Yeah.
Instead of him giving me money, it's costing me money. I was like, this is an absolute wreck.
Yeah.
Took him 8 days to finally get a new fridge in there.
Mm-hmm.
I never want to be a landlord or a property manager because it is an absolute headache, especially you saw what I went through.
Correct.
But at least I was very, very quick to help him out and be like, dude, I am so sorry. Let's fix this. What can I do?
It's simply too much. And honestly, like, it's everyone's like, oh, yeah, I want this passive income and I want to make this money and blah, blah, blah. But the amount of headaches that you have to go through on a near daily basis, is it even worth it?
It sucks.
When you have a team of people, sure, you can pawn it off on others and you have a well-oiled machine like my old apartment. But please, give me a break.
Ashley says, we had mold in our bathroom for months. Management campaigning over it. I finally stopped paying. Magically, someone showed up the next day. And that's what we're talking about this morning. Valid reasons you didn't pay your rent. Oh, here's a property manager this morning. As a property manager, withholding rent doesn't do anything but piss your landlord off. I wouldn't recommend it, especially if your appliances are not working. You signed a lease, so you're responsible for payment. Yeah, and you're responsible for making sure the fridge works, you douche. What are you saying right now?
Exactly.
See, this is what we're talking about.
I love when there's contracts signed, but like...
You don't hold up your end of the bargain?
Yeah, people think they only work one way. It's like, no, that's not how this one works. Sorry. Not sorry.
That's right.
It's frustrating.
Guys, if your basic living standards are not met, we're not telling you not to hand over a check. We're just saying, you know.
Think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you should probably think about it.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Nothing beats a good snickerdoodle.
Peanut butter blossoms.
Nothing beats a good chocolate crinkle.
Sure. Guys, you know, 'tis the season. Everyone's indulging. Everyone's having fun. And I don't mean to be a Grinch and a Scrooge put together. A Grinch or a Scrooge. But honestly, I'm done with Christmas cookies.
Because you ate 18 of them the other week.
I don't have any self-control.
That's a shame.
Like, I can't have them around. It got so bad to the point where I ate so many Christmas cookies. Patrice was like, I have to take these away. Put them in her car. Now they're being stored in her car. They're being stored in her car.
Were they even for you or is it for the family?
No, they're for me. They're for us. I mean, like, we made a bunch. We gave the ones away that we needed to. And now, you know, it's not looking great.
I had my first Christmas cookie last night. I had a total of 3. They were large, but, you know, they're the cutout cookies with the frosting. And I've just always been the type of guy, and I talked about this on the air, 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. Peanut butter blossoms, get rid of them. They're the last ones on the tray. Nobody ever eats them, or if they do, they take the Hershey Kiss off. At least I do. They suck.
Love a peanut butter oh my God, I can't speak. A peanut butter blossom. I will admit, it's hard to eat.
They're hard to eat. Well, you got a bloody mouth, didn't you?
Sure did.
Cut the roof of your mouth.
I cut the roof of my mouth with the
Hershey
tip
kiss.
Of the Hershey Kiss, yeah.
Right? And I love peanut butter, but I'll tell you what, a peanut butter blossom can go kick rocks.
What is the best Christmas cookie? I mean, not that I really want to know and do field research because I don't want to try them or eat them, but like, it's just a rite of passage to be eating this many cookies. Not me eating 18 for breakfast.
I don't want to break my mom's heart, but it's been an international favorite for years. It's something that's a tradition within our household. My mom has been making pizzelles for a long, long time. They're Italian waffle cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts them in Tupperware. And she gave me one last Christmas filled to the brim with these Italian waffle cookies. And I still have them in my cupboard. I didn't eat them. I don't like them. Yeah. They're just whatever.
At what point do you throw them away? And what is the shelf life of a Christmas cookie?
You know, I don't think they have one.
Really?
I don't know if you guys have ever had an eggnog snickerdoodle cookie. It's like spiced with eggnog flavor, but man, dunk that in some milk, Santa. Ooh-wee! So damn good.
Oh, it's crazy. No, it's crazy.
'Tis the season to get diabetes. You know what I mean?
And how many of you lack so much self-control, especially around this holiday season, that you're like, I don't know what to even do here. Thank God I have Patrice to get them away. But
no, it's sad.
It is sad.
The fact that you had 18 cookies straight, mm-hmm. Okay? Talk about for breakfast. You want to talk about indulging? But the fact that she has to hide them from you and put them in her car?
Well, I ate all of them. I ate all the peanut butter blossoms. I ate all the good ones. And she was like, what the hell? And I was like, sorry. And then we went to her parents and she got more because I ate all of them. And she brought them home and I was like, you better hide those. And she was like, yeah, I will. Put some right in our cabinet. I'm like, okay, I can see them in our pantry. So then I had to hide them because it's not that I need to like hide them that I don't know where they are. I just don't need them in my peripheral. At all.
No,
I
understand.
Can't have them in my peripheral.
No, I totally understand.
So.
And the only way anyone could ever make a peanut butter blossom cookie good is if you replace the Hershey Kiss with a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah.
Why does anyone think of that? Nobody does that. Why? Why?
It's a lot. It's a lot for sure.
If my mom's listening, I'm going to break her poor heart.
No, she's going to be devastated.
Oh, her. My God. I just don't want any more Pazelles.
She's going to be absolutely
just
devastated.
I'm not down with that waffle cookie. You know what I mean? And some people love them. And I just don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
But getting rid of the Christmas cookies altogether and banning them, don't do that.
Don't.
Just have a healthier relationship with cookies. How about that?
I can't, okay? I've tried for years. But, yeah. At least I'm not upset about it or anything.
No, of course not.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.